A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Jason Fitz is a football host on Yahoo. Fox Sports Radio host, joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. Fitz, we do have breaking news just as we bring you on. Klay Thompson has made his choice. He will be headed to the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million deal. Before I ask you about that fit, his time with the Warriors and that run, that era, how will we remember it?
I mean, so there's two different processes when you talk about memories for these things. How we should remember it is being an important part of one of the great dynasties of all time, right? Like, that's the easy part of the memory of it. How will we remember him? Like, Klay particularly will be the other guy in every one of these conversations. And that's not right or wrong. It just is what it is. Like, in 30 years, when we talk about, you know, the greatest players of all time and the greatest teams of all time, Klay will be in that conversation with the teams, but he'll be the afterthought to much of that greatness. And it's not that Klay is not individually a superstar. It's just that Klay by himself was not the reason. Like, these were Steph's teams that won championships, and then Steph and KD's teams that won championships and dominated. So, look, Klay's a great part of NBA history, but am I sitting here saying, oh my God, Klay going to the Mavs changes the entire way that I see the West? No, like, this is one of those things, and I think we've seen this with Paul George too, where we're infatuated like Tiger. Every time Tiger sits on a golf course, we sit here and talk about, like, Tiger is still who Tiger was. Like, guess what? Klay is not the guy that's suddenly going to make the Mavs better than the Celtics. He's just a really solid addition if he's healthy and plays well, and that's where we are at this point in his career.
Well, it felt like, too, if you were Golden State, like, Steph is still playing, and you touched on it, he's still playing at an all-NBA level. And it's almost, and you've got him locked up, it's almost you owe it to him to try it again a different way, right? Rather than to just be playing out the string in a long rebuild. And so, you could, and again, we'll see what moves can be made and what they got to do, but I don't think they could have done any of that just running back the old, you know, bringing back the Klay or Draymond, one of them had to go. It feels like to me, if Steph was ever going to get any real chance of getting back into this in a West that's obviously moved on without them.
Yeah, and look, one of the most difficult things for franchises to do, I was running this morning on the treadmill, and I saw the headline, you know, are the Warriors disrespecting Klay? Like, at some point, this is what we all forget as fans. It is the job of a team to look in the mirror and be honest with themselves.
Exactly.
And if your goal is to win a championship, Steph, Draymond, and Klay ain't doing that. Like, this is the same thing I've been yelling from the mountaintops about the Lakers. Like, I don't really care that they drafted Bronny, and J.J. Redick is what it is. Like, but this loyalty, LeBron, my only question there is, how's that winning you a championship? Because the only judge for certain franchises, the only way that you have success is lifting the Larry O.B. And there is no way in my mind that J.J., LeBron, and Bronny are putting them closer to turning around and winning a championship in L.A. You run it back with Klay and the Warriors, it feels good, but we're not in the feel-good business. Like, the Warriors are trying to win a chip, and they're not doing it the way they're doing it. So the faster you can be honest with yourself about where your franchise is,
yep.
and if that means you got to turn around and let go of a player that's meant a lot, that's the smart thing to do as an organization. This isn't about loyalty from the team or the player anymore. It's all about business for everybody. So let the player get paid wherever he wants, but let teams have the opportunity to look in the mirror and be like, man, we're out of this championship window with this. We got to change something up. I respect that.
Me too.
In terms of what the Grizzlies did, they draft the most accomplished player in college basketball over the last 2 years, the biggest college basketball player, you know, maybe ever in terms of relative to his production as well. What do you make of that move for the Grizzlies, and do you see his production translating?
Yeah, so I found myself singing I Told You So when he was drafted, and I was watching the Yahoo coverage of it. And, you know, Kristen Peek, who's our draft expert, I've worked with Kristen for months, and she was adamant months ago that he was a second rounder and didn't really want him to be a first rounder, didn't think it felt right. And I stood there on set while she and Danny Green just argued about it. And all I could think about when he was picked is that we talked about it. And Danny was clear that he's the right guy for what they need. So I reached out to three guys that I trust that have good opinions that played in the NBA and asked them all. And all three of them gave me the same answer. If the organization is willing to be patient, you can get meaningful minutes out of Zach Edey. Like, do I think that Zach Edey is going to come in and in the first 6 months of his rookie year make a huge difference to Memphis? No. Do I think by year two or three, when he's had the chance to continue to work on some of the things he needs to work on, can he be a difference maker? Yeah, I think Zach Edey can be a very good player in the NBA. I don't think he's a juggernaut. Oh, my God, we've got the face of the franchise for the next decade. But do they finally have, in my mind, a big man that can step in and compete with big men? Yes. And what are we seeing right now is a trend in the NBA. Like, a couple of years ago, it was everybody spread out and heave up threes, even if that's not what you're good at. Now it's, hey, let's get a balance on the roster. And big men are actually having some success with some teams. So I think that this works. I just think that the key for everybody is to remember that even Wembanyama, the most transcendent talent we've seen in a generation, took 6 months to get right. So I would beg Memphis as an organization and his fans to be a little patient. But I think by year two or year three, Zach Edey is a meaningful part of a deep basketball team that can make a run at that point.
How about Paul George to the Sixers in terms of them or the Knicks and catching and, you know, walking down the Boston Celtics? Who's closer after the Paul George move? And obviously the Knicks make the move to get Bridges.
So here's the funny thing. I think the Knicks are a little closer, but I think Paul George is the bigger star in everybody's mind. But I was working yesterday with Ryan Hollins, and we all know Ryan. Like, I've worked with him ever since ESPN. We were doing a show together on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah. And Ryan was talking a lot about culture. And you know, we have a long history. Ryan's played for a lot of NBA teams. But as we deep dove into culture, what really hit me is, like, you're in one of three stages. You're either the culture builder, all right, or you are a person that can fit right into the culture, or you're the person that can come in and give that culture a little extra piece of what it needs. I think the problem they're going to have in Philadelphia is the identity of the Sixers. Paul George, at this stage in his career, would have to come in and be willing to just be a piece. Just be a puzzle portion, right? And I don't know that that's where Paul George is really going to be the most comfortable. And when things start to go wrong, is Paul George going to defer to what the actual culture is there? Like, so it is identity is what we say all the time in the NFL. I think it's a smart way to look at some of these signings and say, okay, like, the Knicks have established who they are because of the way Tibbs coaches, because of the way they run their offense. You know exactly who they are. You know how they play. You know what style they're going to be. You know the types of players that they're looking for. So they bring in somebody that never misses a minute in the game. That's a workhorse. Like, you can understand the culture fit. I look at Paul George and I say, awesome. If we were playing 2K, you just got an unbelievable team. Maybe the most talented Sixers roster we've seen in a generation. Now, you can look at it and say, heck yeah. But do I believe that they all gel together into one culture, into one great soup that could suddenly take down the Celtics? Nah, I think the Celtics are deeper. The Celtics are better. The Celtics have a better established culture and identity in who they are. Like, this feels like a big name move, and I don't know that big name moves are really the future of the NBA.
Talking to Jason Fitz, joins us every single Monday here on the show. Hey, going to switch gears a little bit, Fitz. It's a big night, it feels like, to me, and I'm kind of locked into it, in the Copa America. here for U.S. men's national team. They obviously have to win to advance to the knockout stage of the tournament against Uruguay, who, you know, is obviously very good and boasts some of the best players in the world. If the U.S. should fail to do so, and again, Uruguay mostly in, they don't have to win to get in. Do you expect changes? Should there be changes at the top for U.S. men's soccer yet again?
So here's the hard part, because you mentioned Uruguay doesn't have to win, but boy, their life gets a lot easier if they do. Uruguay's got something to play for. And I don't care about the red card early on in the last match. That was an inexcusable effort from a USA team that's far better than their opponent. And look, they won the first game 2-0, but that could have easily been 5-6-0, right? Like, we've been doing videos for it. I've been hosting the videos with some of our experts at Yahoo Sports. And every single person I've talked to that covers the sport frequently has said, man, it just looks a little disjointed. Why? Like, the talent is there, right? There are some of the best players in the world and guys that are playing at the highest possible level. When I interviewed Pulisic a couple of weeks ago, one of the things he stressed is that this is a roster full of guys that have played in the EPL that know what's going on. Like, this team should be farther along. And what the U.S. men's national team has to accept is that anything less than advancing is going to lead to an eye roll, a here we go again, this just can't get over the hump. And it's going to hurt the future of the sport with the World Cup right around the corner. Inexcusable that it went the way it went the other night. I watched it and I was stunned that even a man down, they weren't better capable of taking advantage of their speed and their spacing. And now they take on a Uruguay team that is better than they are, that is more talented than they are, that still has something to play for. I don't have good feels, and that's absolutely an abject disaster. If we go through Copa and there's no U.S. men's national team playing in this thing after tonight, man, it's just going to lead to a fiery conversation of, is soccer bound to always be nationally indifferent as a sport? And I hate that. Like, I hate this because there's such an opportunity for national pride. There's such an opportunity for national dominance, and the athletes are now there. There are kids growing up playing this sport at the highest level here in the States, and the fact that it doesn't translate, you have to make changes at the top because you can't just run it back, go back into the World Cup, and get your butt kicked again.
Got to shake something up. All right, tomorrow, I'm curious, Fitzy, are you enough of a Hard Knocks fan? Will you automatically be glued into this new iteration where we're doing the off-season work of the New York Giants? We got the Bears as the main thing, come August or whatever it's going to be, but got this Giants off-season one. What, did they do enough in the off-season? You know, Saquon Barkley leaving out of there. That'll be interesting. Will you be tuned in?
You couldn't pay me, and I'm cheap. You couldn't pay me to sit down and watch this thing. Because, like, let's be honest. Hard Knocks should be renamed Soft Knocks. We all learned that when Antonio Brown had all of his issues with my beloved Raiders.
Yeah.
I said this
and
at the time.
Yeah.
If I am watching Hard Knocks and the whole world knows that this player is absolutely blowing up in every bad way and you don't even cover it, you've lost all respect you will ever get from me as a show. So until I find out that Hard Knocks is actually covering things with some level of I want to give you insight and not just a fluff piece from the league and the team, it's a waste of my time. And they had the opportunity to truly show two sides of a story, show a very conflicted human and a person that was going through a lot of stuff at the time with a team that was going through a lot of stuff. And they elected to gloss over all of it,
yep.
And they never even apologized for that. So shame on HBO, shame on the NFL, shame on Hard Knocks, and shame on every one of us that ever watches it, because I think we should all just stop watching it until it goes away, and then when somebody figures that out, then maybe they'll rebuild it and not treat their audience like they're all stupid.
No question.
I'm with you. The only reason I'm going to watch this fall is because it's Bears, but I'm with you on the most part that this is not tune-in television for me
anymore. You know you're getting what they want you to get.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like if there's like a big spat, if there's like a big disagreement, or there's any kind of real internal, you know, you're not going to see it.
Right.
So it feels fake. It feels fake in that way.
Especially like when you see the way the NFL starts to give us insights and glimpses of what the draft rooms are really like, and some of those conversations, there's such a beautiful opportunity for the sport to give people that level of behind-the-scenes footage that I think would definitely turn fans into super fans, right? Like, they could do that, and they choose not to. And we as a society, as sports fans, man, we got to stop supporting fluff that doesn't actually push. Like, there is some level of, I don't care if we're talking about the writers that cover your favorite team or the outlets that cover your favorite team. Like, instead of just looking for those people to affirm that everything's going to be rosy and everything's going to turn out great and your team's going to be great, I want a writer that's going to sit back and say, man, you got problems. I've always said, we all have one friend that's an absolute disaster. That's the friend I want to take to a psychic. And when he walks out of the room, if he's in tears saying, you know what, that psychic told me I'm never going to find love, I'm going to die alone, and I'm going to be poor the rest of my life, I would go see that psychic every week because that person's giving me something real. I'm the same way with my sports coverage. Like, tell me my team stinks and what needs to happen to fix it. But this world we live in where everybody just wants affirmation and praise when teams and players don't always deserve it, I don't understand.
Is that's you in the background on the fiddle in that Shaboozy song, right? Do you have a credit on that song?
I wish. Here's the thing. Like, Shaboozy, hit me up, man. Next time, here's the thing. Like, I never get tired of those big old platinum awards they put on your wall, right? So I would take a platinum. Like, Shaboozy should have called me.
He really should have.
How big is he in the country music scene? Give us the context on it, Fitz.
It's blowing up. I think there's a hesitation, though. And this is real for country. Like, what a lot of people don't understand is that there's a belief in the country that you can come in and you can have one hit. You can come in, you can have two hits. Mm. If you look at the guys that are actually, like, headlining, the number of times, and I remember my first show with the band Perry ever, we were on the Tim McGraw tour, and it was Luke Bryan right before Tim McGraw, and we were before Luke. And watching Luke and realizing at the time, I think he'd had 6 records out, like, if you want a headline in country music, it'd be like the superstar up front, for the most part, 90% of the time, you got to be 4, 5, 6 records in. You got to be 12, 13, 14 number ones in. It takes that long to get to the point that you can fill 25,000 seats. That's just the way country music usually works. So what happens on guys like Shaboozy is everybody looks back and says, okay, this is cool. But this is the same thing. Even when FGL had Cruz come out, it was like, all right, can they do it again? Can they do it again? Can they do it again? Like, that's the way the world works. So, like, this Shaboozy moment is huge, and everybody loves it. But, man, you do have to see some sustainability. Like, is this something that we can actually build around and make money off of as an industry, or is this just a flash in the pan? I hope it sticks around because I think it's catchy as hell.
Yeah. Hey, Fitz, you're the best, man. Appreciate
Thank
the
you,
time,
brother.
As always.
Appreciate you, boys. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every Monday here on the show. just your style, man. Right up your alley.
He says catchy.
Yeah.
Kind of gets
you. Well, yeah, it definitely is catchy for sure.
And you can do your old stomp to it.
Yeah.
And then what's the do-si-do?
That's right. Do a little square dance. Man, I tell you, we had a big old time, man. Thanks, Spooky. Tell you what, man.
They're playing this on FM 100?
Yeah.
Banging it on the wolf.
Yeah. Why the hell I work so hard, man? These 40 hours, man, they're killing me, man. 9 to 5, man. Hey.
I played basketball against Jaquan once over in West Memphis, believe it or not, at a charity tournament. Our buddy Greg Motley. Greg Motley, local guy here in town, puts these charity basketball hoops things about 15 years ago. Jaquan in that joint playing basketball in West Memphis.
Well, I think he's getting paid again off this.
Yeah, this royalties out the butt.
If he's smart, he should be getting some royalties.
Congrats, Jaquan.
Jaquan getting it.
Everybody in the bargain tipsy.
Hey, if you get over to Shoe 360, everybody in the gym will get better. That's the truth of it. They got technology that the best of the best use when it comes to passing, dribbling, shooting drills. You put the reps in, you're going to see the results. It's a simple math equation, right? Work in, results out. I've never met somebody that hasn't put the work in and didn't get better at whatever it is they were doing. So you can do that here at Shoot 360. If you've got a hooper in the house, take them out there. 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo, and let them see and feel that technology for themselves.
Yeah, I like the way John put it. You just bring the passion. You bring the passionate young hooper, whether it's your son, daughter, niece, nephew, great membership opportunity if you're an uncle or an aunt. Get your niece or nephew a membership out to Shoot 360. They're going to absolutely love it. They're going to be getting better. And they've got the old school mixed with the new school, the NASA-level technology, but the old school, too, with the development coaches, the weight training. They've got it all out at Shoot 360. Need to get your place in line for the new spot out in Cordova by getting to 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville right now. Still all loaded up out there and ready to go until we get the big place opened up. It's Shoot 360, the future of basketball training. Again, go see them at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Jason and John, turn of him, ESPN. Apparently, the Klay Thompson deal not quite done yet.
Okay.
Chris Haynes says that Golden State's still working through details, and a deal is not close at this point. That was at 142.
Dallas is still working through details?
Yeah.
Or Golden State?
Golden State.
Okay.
Golden State. So that was at 142. He initially reported it, and then he came back and said Golden State is working through details, and I'm told a deal is not close, even though Klay Thompson has reached an agreement. He reported previously that Klay Thompson has reached the agreement. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. I was confused.
Yeah, he said at first that they had agreed to a sign and trade.
That's the difference here.
A few minutes later and said, wait,
okay,
a deal is not close.
Well, those can get confusing.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't like the, you know, what's coming back or going out. I don't know. I think
ultimately a net gain, Derrick Jones going out, Klay coming in, right? Ultimately a marginal gain there.
Yeah, because they didn't have enough. Like, they didn't have enough outside of Kyrie and Luka, right?
They
just didn't have. I mean, Derrick Jones
couldn't do that. He could knock down a corner three, but he wasn't about to.
Yeah, I mean, that was all he could, you know. And then occasionally, like, transition dunks and stuff. But, you know, Klay is actually
knockdown out there.
You have to deal with Klay out there,
yeah,
right?
Well, so, if he's wide open in the corners, it's knockdown all day long.
They didn't have
that.
You're
not hoping he does like Derrick and PJ.
Yeah, they had Klay against the Celtics. You just never know, right? I mean, if he was the good version. I don't know if, you know, the last most recent version. But if he's good.
I mean, I was looking, he still averaged, 17 points last year?
Yeah, I mean, he was
18 points, really, last year.
Yeah.
And he still shot at 39% from three, even though for him that's low.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade from Derrick Jones.
It's an upgrade for sure. Not defensively. But right. It's not like they were, you know, I guess they were
After the trade deadline.
But that was more because of Lively and Gafford, really, more than anything.
PJ helped, too.
But Derrick definitely was a part of it. So they're changing their team a little bit, you know. They think their ceiling's higher with Klay than Derrick.
Well,
we shall see. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.